Jimmy Naturals is a company I stand behind. I use their soap, Jimmy Suds, every time in the wash pen. Then I use Jimmy Shine, their more natural shine product that can be combed in. And then there's my favorite, Jimmy Juice. It is another shine product, and it smells amazing. They use essential oils that can repel insects, heal their skin, and most importantly, makes your pig shine in the show ring. So get yourself some today, and make sure to use code JOSHOW, no spaces, all caps, for a discount on your next order at JimmyNaturals.com.
Nothing can stop the claw! The
claw! Lewis Genetics has a new board called Claws. Here's my buddy Colton Lewis to tell you more.
Well, he was different from the rest because he has the biggest legs I've ever seen. And he has the most hair you can ever imagine. The stoutest skull, and like, it just blends so well. He's still really sound, still got a big back and a ditchy top.
How is he bred?
He's a heavy hitter back on a steer force, and heavy hitter is the most popular bull out there right now. That premium blend genetics.
Tell me more about his mom.
His mom, we jackpotted her. Basically, every show he went to, she got in the top five. She was really, really good.
So visit lewisgenetics.com for more information or contact AJ Lewis to book today. What's up, everybody? It is Joe, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show. Today, I am going to be interviewing somebody, and if you show livestock, you've probably heard of him, Mason Challah. He has been unstoppable recently. He has just won reserve at National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado, and he won the Iowa State Fair. We are going to be talking to him today and learn a little more about him. So here we go. Hey, Mason, thanks for joining me. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I'm Mason Challah. I'm 14 years old right now, and I live in Riverside, Iowa, and I go to Lone Tree Community School.
If you're around livestock, you probably recognize Mason's name. For starters, Mason was the recent reserve champion market steer at National Western Stock Show in Denver. Congratulations. Tell us about that steer.
That steer was a special steer. His name was Bear because he was just big and hairy. I showed that steer a lot this summer and this summer and the spring at a lot of open shows and jackpots, and he's been at our barn for a while, and he was always kind of a special steer.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get him?
I got him from Chad Thompson and Wade Rogers and Nolan Ferguson. Chad Thompson and Wade Rogers raised him.
All right. The sale. Holy moly. Your steer sold for $100,000. Who bought it?
Transwest Trucks. And that was really nice for him because they did not need to do that. And that was awesome.
Yeah. That's insane. So what are you going to spend your money on?
Probably save it and buy a farm someday when I get older.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Last year in 2023, you had the Iowa State Fair Grand Champion 4-H Market Steer, which is incredible. That same steer got fifth overall, right? At the Iowa Beef Expo last year?
Yep.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about that steer.
Well, I got him, we showed him at Beef Expo. He got fifth overall at Beef Expo. Then I think maybe showed him at one more jackpot. Then I kind of shut him down and just kind of gold for State Fair. Then he did really good at State Fair and he won. That steer was cool colored, and he was always kind of a armory guy. And and he was one of a kind because he was so cool colored.
Yeah. What breed of steers do you normally show?
Usually crossbreds and Maine and Keys. I really don't show, like, once in a while I show, like, a Charolais, but really no other kinds.
So what was your favorite ever crossbred that you ever showed?
Probably my Denver steer, the one I just got reserve overall with.
Yeah, that's an amazing win.
Yeah, a dream that I thought that never came true, but it did.
You were talking about a bunch of steers that you've shown that had a really cool color. And I've seen a lot more winning cattle with color. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think we'll continue to see that trend?
Yes, because everybody thinks that a white steer, a black and white steer, is kind of more cooler than just a normal black steer because they stick more. And, like, most of every, like, big national this year, I think except for, like, Louisville and stuff, was all white and like, cool colored. Like, I think they're just getting more, like, famous because they're – back in the day, there were usually, like, it was kind of rare to have white ones and all that.
Yeah. What does it take to compete? What does it take to win? In the ring, in the barn, at life, everyone that has – a vested interest in the livestock world knows that good stock starts from the ground up. That is what Big Paw Lifestyle is. Big Paw, hoof, or foot means a good foundation to any species of livestock, and it will mean a good foundation for you. Big Paw Lifestyle is a brand you'll see me wearing all the time. They've got awesome clothes, and I especially love their hats. Check out their latest styles at BigPawLifestyle.com. I know you show hogs, too. Tell the listeners about your awesome run last year and the All-Iowa Showdown.
So I had a gilt that was a special gilt because she was always had a nice personality and she was tame and she always walked good. And so I took her to county fair and I won my county fair. Then I took her to the Southeast Iowa Showdown and I won that. And I took her to the All-Iowa and she won that. That was a special pick because she always, like, she knew when it was showtime because she, when she got out there, she holded her head up and she walked perfectly good.
Oh, yeah. I've had some pigs like that, too.
Yeah.
They know when it's go time and, yeah. Which do you like more, cattle or hogs?
That's kind of a hard question, but I probably like cattle more since we kind of do it as a family, and it just, you have cattle longer. Pigs is kind of, you kind of show them for a year, and then you're kind of done with them, or like, if I mean, like, cows and stuff. But steers, you kind of can show them for quite a while, and heifers, you can show them for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then the pigs, I kind of do that. My brother shows them at county fair, but it's kind of my thing that I show, like, I kind of do the pigs by myself, but the steers we do as a family. So it's kind of funner with the steers.
So do all your siblings show as well?
Yes. My sister, Avery, she shows cattle, steers. Actually, she won the state fair in 2022, so the year before me. And she also shows goat. And I have a brother that's 17 years old, and he shows market heifers that he's got grand in reserve at state fair with market heifer. Then it's me. Then I have a brother that's named Parker that he showed out in Denver and he won his class 2, I think it was. And he shows steers, but then he shows pigs once in a while at county fair. But then I have a little sister that's 11 months old, but she don't show yet, but I bet she will when she gets old enough.
Yeah. How long have you been showing?
Probably since, I guess my first show was the summer after my third grade year. I showed at some open shows. Years.
Cool. What do your classmates think of your livestock showing? Do they get it or are they a little confused?
So I think most of them get it because like I don't do no sports, so that's pretty much like my sport is showing pigs, showing steers. And I have a lot of classmates that show also at ground county fairs and like stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think most of them get it.
Yeah. What is your favorite breed of pigs to show? Because sometimes, like, for me, spots are a little, they're harder to train.
Yeah. It'd probably be my cross gilts or cross barrows because they're just easy.
Yeah.
Do because, like, I don't know. I don't like Yorks or Chesters because it's hard to keep them white. Mm-hmm. Then, spots and, like, Durox and stuff, they don't keep their heads up. So it's kind of hard to get them, trained, like you said.
Yeah.
But I do like Burks. Those are kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love them.
Yeah.
Either Duroc, yeah, like you said, crosses. And maybe Duroc's show okay for me.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's just kind of hard for them. My brother had a Duroc, and yeah, she was just kind of ornery, and she wouldn't keep her head. Finally got her to hold her head up. So it's kind of, they're nice after you get them trained.
Yeah. We had a spot a couple years ago and we tried everything and it couldn't get its head up.
Yeah, actually, the guilt that I won all Iowa with, she would never hold her head up until the first jackpot we took her when she was younger. She wouldn't hold her head up at all, but when I took her right in the ring, for some reason, she holds her head up. Then ever since, she holds her head up.
It's always different at a show, I feel like.
Yeah, same.
No, at home, they might not listen as good, but when you go to a show, I think they're way better.
Yeah, they have like a different personality and all that.
Yes. What's on your list this year of shows yet to hit up, and what will you be taking?
I'll start with Steers. I have it. My state fair Steer, I'll probably show one or two more times and shut him down.
Yeah.
Then my Kansas City Steer or my state fair Steer, I don't know which I'll do with him. Yeah, I'll probably show him like a couple more times, jackpots, maybe do some IJBA with him. Then I'll probably get another Denver Steer. Then for my pig, probably get him, break him, then probably show him at some jackpots, then go for county fair in all Iowa again, then maybe have some pigs for state fair.
What is your favorite name you have ever named your cattle?
Probably, I had a steer, I think it was 2020 or 2019, that was a baldy steer, brockle face, like black and white, all colored up, and his name was Herman. And I jackpotted that steer. I won county fair with him and then won my showdown. But then I got hurt and I had like hip problem, or like I broke one of my hips from my hip socket. So whatever, then I had to be in a wheelchair. Like I got surgery like the week, like a couple days before all Iowa. So my sister had to show him at all Iowa and he got reserve at all Iowa.
That's still really good.
Really good.
Yeah. I'm sorry about your hip.
Oh yeah. It's fine now, but I don't know what happened. I think I was sorting hogs one night and a pig knocked me over.
Mm-hmm.
Just after, it just kind of kept getting worse and worse. Finally went to the doctor like before Iowa and I had to get surgery right away. And then my sister had to show him at all Iowa. And his name was Herman. That was kind of a special steer.
Where'd you get the name Herman from?
One of the Nolan Ferguson's hired man told me about the name and that kind of stuck. Yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of it before.
That steer had kind of a funny personality and he was cool colored because black and white steer.
Mm-hmm. I like to name my pigs on how their personality is. So now it's time. On my show, I like to play a game called Would You Rather? You've traveled a lot going to livestock shows, eating on the road, and seeing new cities. So would you rather have a month of vacation anywhere you want to and all expenses paid, or have free McDonald's chicken nuggets for life?
I don't know. Probably the vacation because it's free. And my vacation would probably be like Denver or Kansas City or Louisville because I like going to the shows. Yeah.
I might have to agree with you.
And it's free, so that's, after you get chicken nuggets, it'd be more expensive, would be more than still the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd probably be the vacation one.
I'd be sick of eating chicken nuggets every day.
Yeah, same. Especially McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of McDonald's chicken nuggets.
But yeah, even if I'm not showing, it's still fun because you get to see friends at the shows and watch them show and all that.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably go to Puerto Rico and go fishing.
I would go, either to a cattle show or I'd like to go to like the mountains and go snowmobiling.
Oh yeah.
Or go like fishing somewhere. Because I like fishing, hunting, and other than cattle, that's probably my funnest thing is fish and hunt and work on the farm.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go to Puerto Rico for a couple weeks, then go to the Amazon and go fishing.
Yeah. What's your favorite fish to catch?
Well, I've only been at like a river once and a couple and a bunch of ponds. So, but
yeah.
My favorite thing that I have caught was a northern pike.
Oh, yeah. We have a pond kind of right next to our house that I go fishing at a lot. Mm-hmm. And we also have rivers around our house. So I go set like bank lines and stuff on the rivers that are fun and go boat. Then we have like a lot of timber around our house. So I got like going deer hunting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I shot my first deer at the beginning of this year.
What'd you use, a bow or a shotgun?
350 Legend.
Oh, yeah. I got a 450. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you do other than showing cattle?
So I show, you're good. I show a bunch of other livestock, like sheep, you know, pigs, and then, and then I play a bunch of sports. I wrestle, play baseball, football, basketball. In fact, we had a game today for basketball.
What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm in fifth grade.
Yep. I'm in eighth grade.
Yeah.
I used to do sports, but then after I got kind of, I used to wrestle. I used to do baseball. I never did basketball, but our school never, like, young. Our school only has, like, football for, like, high school and, like, junior high. They don't. So then I would have done football back in the day, like, when I was younger, but they didn't have it. But after, like, last year was my first year to be in junior high, and I was too big and showing cattle, so I just didn't do it.
Yeah. What's next for Mason? What are your future plans?
Probably go to Iowa State for college, then probably just come back home and farm with my family and my brothers, hopefully.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having me on, and it was an honor.
Oh, yeah. Keep up the hard work, man, and you're killing it.
Hopefully yep, you are too.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll run into each other sometime.
Yeah, maybe.